Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Yep, Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on Thursday afternoon, first day of spring, happiness, International Happiness Day. Oh my gosh, how can you not be happy today? Thank you so much.
Day.
It really is. Thanks for having us on today. We certainly do appreciate that. Thinking about maybe, it's been a busy day. Thinking about maybe making a financial investment in your future. Get ready tomorrow night, Mega Millions, $324 million. $150.6 million, that is your cash option. Heading out the door, as I always say, play wisely, and good luck on that. Yellow flags, by the way, have been flying all afternoon on Pensacola Beach, so if you're out there, please swim in protected areas, particularly around the towers, the lifeguard towers. Be a nice place to start there. Let's go ahead and dive in and do the top three stories that we're following for you this afternoon. 2024, an impressive year for local tourism numbers. Visit Pensacola confirms tourism contributed to more than $2 billion in economic impact, $65 million in local taxes, over 18,000 jobs. The area welcomed 2.5 million visitors and brought in more than $22 million in tourist development tax revenue. Now, that's some pretty substantial information to pass on about numbers here locally. Vets, I always like to pass this on to you. If you need free benefits, they are now available. Escambia County's Veterans Services Office providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis and at no charge. No appointment is required. 850-595-2409. That is your number to call, or you can visit VSO at myescambia.com. Do it in person. 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. And Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court, Jason English, is implementing a new tourist development tax online filing system. That becomes effective April 1st. The system is designed to streamline the tax filing process. In preparation to go live with a new system, the current tax system will be unavailable in about 5 days, beginning March 25th.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Do you know what's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide? If you guessed Discover, you guessed right. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Again, that is Discover. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. That's typically how it is this time every afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 59 degrees right now, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a sunny, high of 62, low of 47.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, 616 News Radio 92.3, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was on hand in Florida when the Coast Guard unloaded hundreds of millions of dollars of illegal drugs that were seized when intercepting traffickers at sea. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Coast Guardsmen at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale unloaded more than $500 million worth of cocaine and marijuana confiscated when intercepting vessels operated by illegal drug runners.
That means that fewer families are going to be torn apart by addiction, that fewer lives are going to be lost to overdoses.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at the port, those substances were intended to be sold on American streets for the profit of drug cartels.
We're protecting American people. And we're also making sure that their cartels are not profiting from the trafficking of these drugs.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida's a step closer to taking a new approach to helping kids with behavioral problems. The state Senate yesterday passed a bill that establishes a pilot program under the Department of Children and Families. Senate Bill 7012 calls for DCF to place kids with behavioral issues in family-like settings instead of group homes. The program is set to run for 4 years.
An Orlando ride maintenance technician is claiming that safety issues were ignored before a teen fell to his death in 2022. Gary Baumgarten has the details from Orlando.
14-year-old Tyree Sampson died when a seat on the Orlando Freefall failed to secure him, causing him to fall more than 100 feet. Austin Campbell Alexander claims safety issues he raised in the weeks before the tragedy went ignored, and that he was fired for refusing to fraudulently sign forms saying he'd performed required safety checks. The owner claims he was fired for not properly adjusting the ride, resulting in the accident. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a South Florida lawmaker's effort to stop squatters could become law. Doral Republican State Senator Ana Rodriguez sponsored the bill that unanimously passed the Senate yesterday. Senate Bill 322, designed to make it easier for landlords to evict squatters from commercial properties and also exposes squatters to criminal penalties. A similar bill is working its way through the House.
It's always sad information to pass along. A Florida man is set to be executed for killing two people, including a child, more than three decades ago. Here's Fox's Gurnell Scott.
Edward James is scheduled to be put to death by lethal injection in Florida, the state's second execution this year. James pleaded guilty in the 1993 killing of an 8-year-old girl and her grandmother in Castleberry, just outside Orlando. He was renting a room in the grandmother's home when, after a night of drinking and drug use, James repeatedly stabbed the grandmother and strangled the child. A jury voted 11-1 to put James to death. In Florida, a jury's decision to execute does not have to be unanimous. All appeals by James' lawyers to halt the execution, many citing his mental decline because of drug and alcohol abuse, failed. Gurnell Scott, Fox News.
And a former Leon County School resource deputy accused of drug trafficking, Bill Culpepper Jr. and his 25-year-old son were in court yesterday after being arrested on Tuesday. Deputies say they trafficked marijuana together. The elder Culpepper is also facing gun charges. He was the SRO at Woodville Pre-K 8, but the sheriff's office said yesterday he has been fired. Culpepper had been with the LCSO for over a decade.
A House panel on Wednesday approved a bill that would repeal a law shielding information about presidential candidates from public disclosure. It's called House Bill 1321 and would rescind a 2022 law that provided exemptions to public records and public meetings laws for presidential searches.
All righty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a deep dive into national headlines coming up for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say 12 years. And they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." "Do you?" They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years." And they say, I need you to replace that." "Should you?" "The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that?" Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, "Yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off," or "You shouldn't have to replace that," because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people. And with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right. Athens, Georgia's own B-52s.
I love that song, man.
News Radio 92.3. Mortgage rates lower today, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.71%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.12%. Sets up the market. Stocks in down today, despite signals that the U.S. economy remains solid. Jerry Willis has those numbers for us.
Stocks ending lower in a day of choppy action as investors weighed growth and tariff concerns. At the close, the Dow down 11 points, the S&P lower by 12, the Nasdaq falling 59. The moves come a day after stocks surged on Fed monetary easing plans, but now traders see rising global risks, among them slower growth in the U.S. Even so, economic data coming in mixed today. While weekly jobless claims rose, home sales jumped to a 4.26 million annual run rate, topping estimates. Finally, the Bank of England leaving its interest rates unchanged following the lead of the U.S. Central Bank yesterday. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Okay, there was a slight increase in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits last week. Jenny Casola has more on this.
The job market appears to be holding up this month. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week rose by just 2,000 to 223,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, continued to rise at 1.89 million in the week ending March 8th. It's unclear when we'll see the impact of federal staff cuts from the Department of Government Efficiency. Economists generally believe the labor market remains healthy, with layoffs remaining restrained. Another reading on manufacturing from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve came in stronger than expected for March. Ginny Cosilda, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If you are dealing with any backups, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 59 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Friday, albeit chilly. Clear skies, high of 62, low of 47.
And I want to add on this about your traffic report here, just as a reminder to traffic aficionados this afternoon. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to the 10 freeway eastbound is closed. Don't think about using it. I did earlier today. Don't do it, I promise you. You will waste a lot of time. And if you want to be happy, move to Finland. That's the new report published today. Here's CJ Papa.
The Nordic nation on a hot streak, finishing at number one for the happiest country in the world for an eighth year in a row. That's according to the World Happiness Report 2025. The happiness meter includes other Nordic nations, Denmark, Iceland, and Sweden, rounding out the top four. Rankings are based on answers people give when asked to rate their own lives. The study was done in partnership with analytics firm Gallup and the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. Despite the war with Hamas, Israel grabbed the eighth spot. The U.S. falls to its lowest ever position in the happiness ranking at 24th. Its best ranking was 11th in 2012. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And, one of our top stories here nationally. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at dismantling the education department that happened earlier today. The White House says test scores for kids have been in decline for years, and it's time to see education authority be returned to individual states. The executive order is to direct Education Secretary Linda McMahon to start working with Congress to officially abolish the agency.
Yeah, we're a long way from getting that thing finalized. It's got to go through Congress now.
No, that's a huge one.
Ooh, it's going to be quite a while. So just sit back and relax. It's 627, News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for having us on today. President Trump is promising that the U.S. will become the crypto capital of the world. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump recorded a video for attendees of the Digital Asset Summit, telling tech leaders his administration will end a regulatory war on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
Together we will make America the undisputed Bitcoin superpower and the crypto capital of the world.
The president has established a strategic Bitcoin reserve and digital asset stockpile and appointed the first ever crypto czar. He's also urging Congress to pass common sense rules for the digital asset market. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison suing the Trump administration for holding up green project funds. He's joined by fellow attorneys generals from California, Illinois, and Maine. The lawsuit seeking a preliminary injunction ordering the EPA and Citibank to stop holding up the funds for the state's green banks, which provide money for pollution reduction projects.
Okay, ICE agents arresting a researcher at Georgetown University, accusing him of having close connections to Hamas. Mark Meredith has more from Washington.
The Trump administration accusing a Georgetown University researcher of spreading propaganda with Hamas and having ties to a suspected terrorist. The university tells Fox he doesn't know about any illegal activity, and lawyers for the man say he's being unfairly punished. Badar Khan Suri is an Indian national and a postdoctoral fellow at Georgetown School of Service. He is in the United States on a student visa. Reports say he was arrested Monday in Roslyn, Virginia. We checked overnight. It shows him now being held at an ICE detention facility in Louisiana. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security says Syria has close connections to a known or suspected terrorist who's a senior advisor to Hamas.
And a new deadline for the Department of Justice over deportation flight details has come and gone. A federal judge gave the DOJ until noon Eastern today, that was 11 a.m. our time, to provide more details on the flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members. It's the latest legal back and forth between the White House and the judge, who claims he has the authority to pause the flights.
Okay, the government did it. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has suspended $30 million in federal funding to the University of Maine for failing to comply with Title VI and Title IX, and aligns with an investigation into the University of Maine's policies on transgender participation in sports. The directive also applies to Columbia University. I was showing you this, just came across my app from Fox. It was out in Oregon, high school out in Oregon, this transgender runner, a junior in high school, coming in like 2 days ahead of everybody else. Why isn't it? I thought Trump had said no more men in female sports.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. A new Fox poll measures voters' thoughts on the war in Ukraine as well as the conflict in the Middle East.
Even after an Oval Office argument, 56% say the U.S. should still monetarily support Ukraine and its war with Russia. Half of respondents also believe the U.S. should continue to aid Israel's government as it battles Hamas.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. And President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at dismantling the Department of Education ahead of that controversial signing.
Beyond these core necessities, my administration will take all lawful steps to shut down the department. We're going to shut it down and shut it down as quickly as possible. It's doing us no good. We want to return our students to the states.
Now, President Trump still would need congressional approval in order to officially abolish the agency. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The European Union says it will delay planned retaliatory tariffs after the U.S. imposed a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports earlier this month. The response, which includes higher tariffs on American whiskey, were set to take effect April 1st and then follow a phased approach. Instead, they will now take effect all at once in mid-April, according to EU officials. The Chinese owner of bargain app Temu reported slow quarterly profit and revenue growth, sending shares of PDD Holdings up by roughly 2%. It was the slowest pace of growth since the first quarter of 2022. Analysts are pointing to slower than expected revenue growth from transaction services as the reason for their top line miss. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow and S&P 500 losing 11 and 12 points respectively, and the Nasdaq tumbled by 59. That's your money now.
In Georgia being a deer in headlights. And a lot of that, though, is Ryan Nemhard and his ability to just set the table for everybody and make offense easy for everybody. You don't have to hunt a bad shot. You don't have to take a bad shot. You don't have to force anything. Because when you just get the ball to Nemhard and let him get in pick and rolls and get out in the open floor, you can just wait for easy looks from a guy like Nemhard. But you're right. Usually those 8-9 games are kind of coin flips, and yeah. And history kind of tells us that as well. But Gonzaga looked really good, and it's going to be, if they keep on control here, going to be a heavyweight fight in the second round against Houston, because Houston took care of business today as well. Made 8 threes in the first half against SIU Edwardsville.
And you could say, hey, it's SIU Edwardsville, but we've seen, you could have said the same about Fairleigh Dickinson, you could have said the same at UMBC, and they both won games. So they did their business, and Houston won 78-40, frankly, in a game that wasn't even close enough to be a 38-point game. Hey, this has been the All-State Tournament post-game show on Westwood One. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Again, we're going to give our local stations a chance for a message. We'll get you to Denver on the other side. BYU's leading by 12. Here's that local message from the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. This is the Men's Basketball Tournament.
Things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sasebon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the big easy sounds of Corey LaDay Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the walkabout tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
Last Saturday night, severe weather threatened the Gulf Coast.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Baldwin, Alabama, Escambia, Florida.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive. Along with our news partners at WEAR Channel 3.
We're all under that tornado warning, and so that is why we are going to be taking every storm that moves through our area tonight very seriously.
When you need to know, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, 5:37. Or no, 6:37. Goodness gracious, these days are flying by.
I was about to say, the evening's passing you up, man.
You know, it really is. But now, the daylight out there is throwing me off. But
Yeah. I get that.
But I don't have any problems with that. All right. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let me go ahead. We're going to do sports in just a second, but let's go ahead and take a deep dive into the top three trending stories that we're looking out for you this afternoon. 2024, an impressive year for local tourism numbers. Visit Pensacola confirms tourism contributed more than $2 billion in economic impact, $65 million in local taxes, 18,000 jobs. The area welcomed 2.5 million visitors and brought in more than $22 million in tourist development tax revenue. Pretty impressive numbers there.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sound of Blues will fill the air at the first Belmont Villers Street Market. That party starts 3 o'clock with music, food, food vendors, and everything's going out through the whole darn weekend. You know, Martha and the Vandellas did a Dancing in the Street song. This would be a perfect song for them because there will be dancing in the streets on Belmont Street, of course, and on top of it, they're going to close that street off during the event. So you might want to think about alternative routes if you're maneuvering that way this weekend. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson has a new team member, detention K-9 recruit, K-9 Mac. How about that?
Yeah.
Big Pawed Bloodhound just turned 9 weeks old and now officially joined the team. I saw a picture of the dog. And, you know, bloodhounds have those bloodshot eyes. They're like, man, you haven't had any sleep in days. That dog is a bloodhound, let me tell you. If you are interested in supporting Santa Rosa County K-9 units, visit SRSO Star Foundation or go, here's their address, srsostarfoundation.org/donate.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Alrighty, we'll kick things off with an evening March Madness update. Of course, that getting underway today. Half of the round of 64 will be figured out, ironed out throughout today. We only got three games on right now at halftime. Tennessee beating Wofford 36-27. That's a 2-15. 7:40 to go in the first half. Number 7, Kansas beating number 10, Arkansas 26-25. And then with 12 minutes to go in the first half, we've got number 4, Texas A&M off to a booming start against 13-seeded Yale 17-7. The big takeaway from today so far has been number 5, Clemson, just narrowly falling to number 12, McNeese State.
All right, 6:39, News Radio 92.3, 30th Annual Aggies Baseball Classic featuring teams from three states facing off at venues across Pensacola. Tate, Washington, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Catholic taking part in the tourney. By the way, Tate advanced to the championship game at the Classic with a 12-2 win Wednesday night over Booker T. Washington. They are the Hornets of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tate will host First Academy Royals from Orlando, 7 p.m. for the Aggie Classic Championship game there. So real exciting bringing these teams into our community. Professional soccer could potentially be coming to Pensacola. Mayor Reeves and the United Soccer League are discussing options on bringing a professional team to the area. Stephen Short, USL's Vice President of Expansion, said everything at this point still exploratory.
All righty. And, you know, shifting to the other football, the gridiron football, just to give you a bit of a statewide roundup here, ESPN reporting that the Miami Dolphins have signed linebacker Willie Gay to a one-year deal. The Jacksonville Jaguars have added offensive lineman Fred Johnson. And former Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich joining Deion Sanders' coaching staff in Colorado. And he's just one of the big names that has joined primetime there.
All right, weekend activity this weekend. Don't forget, three nights of racing over at Five Flags Speedway. Tim Bryant joined us on the show yesterday. Of course, he is the executive director there at the Five Flag Speedway. Big weekend of racing. Make sure you check that out. Also, Ice Flyers returning to home ice tomorrow and Saturday facing Birmingham. Then on Sunday, Pensacola faces Peoria. Puck drop 7:05 Friday, Saturday in the Bay Center, 4:05 start on Sunday.
And you had just mentioned racing a moment ago. The NASCAR Cup Series field rolls into the Sunshine State this Sunday. The drivers square off at Homestead Miami Speedway for the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Josh Berry is coming off his first career Cup Series win last weekend in the Pennzoil 400. He's 13th in the standings.
NBA, NC2A, Fox Sports. Here's Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
PJ Tucker, two of the oldest players in the league. Bobo! Demolished!
finishes the Knickerbockers.
On FanDuel Sports Network Southwest, an NBA record was set last night by the San Antonio Spurs' Sandro Mamu Kalashvili, known as Mamu for short.
He let it fly again! Seven threes, and he hasn't missed from downtown.
He entered the game early in the second quarter, didn't play at all in the third, and still scored more points than any player in NBA history, having played fewer than 20 minutes in a game.
A career night for Sandro Mamu Kalashvili. 34 points. The best game of his professional career.
He's got a standing ovation.
On FanDuel Sports Network Southwest, since the NBA began to track players' minutes in the 1951-52 season, no player had ever scored 34 points in under 20 minutes of action, which Mamu did last night. He was a perfect 7-for-7 from three-point range. Overall, 13-of-14 from the field. The Spurs beat the Knicks 120-105. The Lakers played without LeBron James and Rui Hachimura. The Nuggets were without Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. Luka Doncic played and scored 31 points for the Lakers, who beat the Nuggets in Los Angeles 120-108. Lakers have won 9 straight at home. The Rockets won their 8th in a row, 116-108. Houston, second in the West, one game ahead of the Lakers. NCAA men's basketball. Xavier and Mount St. Mary's won their play-in games last night to advance into the brackets. First round games begin this afternoon. Xavier came back from 12 points down to beat Texas, 86-80. The Musketeers became the 11th seed in the Midwest region and will face Illinois tomorrow. Mount St. Mary's beat American, 83-72, to earn a date with Duke tomorrow. Women's NCAA's Iowa State and Southern University won play-in games Wednesday. Women's first four concludes tonight. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a federal judge in Chicago sentencing a former employee at Augusta National Golf Club for stealing and selling Masters Golf Tournament merchandise. Richard Glubinski pleaded guilty last year to a federal charge of transporting and transferring stolen goods across state lines. The defendant admitted to stealing Masters shirts, hats, and other goods.
643 News Radio 92.3. I'm going to frame this story under the topic of girl power. The latest Indiana Fever game going to take place at a different venue. Joe Morgan has the details.
Caitlin Clark effect is real. The Dallas Wings announced Wednesday that their June 27th game against Clark and the Indiana Fever will be played at American Airlines Center, home of the NBA's Mavericks. The arena has a capacity of 20,000, compared to just over 6,000 where the Wings play their home games. It's just the latest move by a WNBA team to a larger arena when Clark comes to town. Last month, the Chicago Sky announced that their two home games against the Fever will be played at the United Center, home of the Bulls and the Blackhawks. In her rookie season, Clark took the league by storm, being named the Rookie of the Year. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 59 degrees. It's going to be a low of 40 tonight. As for tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Friday, but it's going to be kind of chilly, high of 62, low of 47.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the attacks on Tesla dealerships and storefronts getting the attention of the media. This is really despicable stuff. Hurry on and burn down the places. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. Okay, Fox's Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The despicable wave of violence aimed at Tesla is finally starting to get more media coverage. And President Trump's chief budget cutter, Elon Musk, is understandably rattled by the violence, telling Sean Hannity Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars. They're firebombing dealerships. They're firing bullets into the dealerships. They're just, you know, smashing up Teslas. They basically want to kill me because I'm stopping their fraud, and they want to hurt Tesla because we're stopping the terrible waste and corruption in the government. Now, it's understandable that the world's richest man feels embattled, feels maybe even overwhelmed. This is the downside of being such a visible target of the Doge budget-cutting situation. But the press finally realizing this cannot be accepted. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Speaking of the Tesla topic, it can't seem to catch a break here. The Tesla Cybertruck facing another recall. This time, it can't be fixed with a software update. The recall notice issued by the NTSB says that there is a safety issue relating to a cosmetic panel that could fall off, creating a road hazard.
Yeah, they need riveters. to keep that steel back on that car. That is a strange automobile. FPNL now accepting applications for the 35 Mules program. If you want to know more about this, I wrote the story that appears on the News Radio 92.3 website and app, so you can take a look at that. The program, by the way, offers startup companies an opportunity to partner with the statewide utility, creating the next generation of innovators here in the state of Florida. Want some more information? Here it is. Visit 35mules.com.
All righty. And the European Union delaying the first retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. The tariffs will now go into effect in mid-April to allow for more time for negotiations. Tariffs on U.S. goods such as whiskey and clothing items were set to be implemented on April 1st. The EU had announced the tariffs in response to President Trump's decision to place tariffs on European aluminum and steel.
All right, new Tennessee bill that defines who can use the bathrooms in certain educational settings has been sent to the state's governor. Grinnell Scott has more.
Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee is expected to sign the measure, which would make schools that have programs where students are housed assign bathrooms by immutable biological sex. That phrase implies that a person's gender, because of chromosomes, hormones, and other factors, cannot be altered from what it was at birth. State GOP lawmakers say they intend to protect girls who, in some cases, must share bathrooms with those who identify as transgender. Tennessee already has laws on the books that ban transgender people from bathrooms and locker rooms aligned with the gender they consider themselves to be. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And the CEO of Amtrak turning in his resignation. Stephen Gardner said Wednesday he was stepping down amid concerns from the Trump administration. His resignation comes after Elon Musk suggested earlier this month that Amtrak should become a privately owned company. Amtrak later issued a statement pushing back against the idea, claiming that past efforts to privatize various Amtrak operations had proven unsuccessful.
Okay, cats and dogs going to be available for free adoption through Saturday at the Escambia Animal Adoption Center. Of course, that center is over at 200 West Fairfield Drive. They are open Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, and then they keep the doors open on Saturday from 11 to 4.
All righty. And attention, bargain hunters. If you're looking for deals online, Pensacola police have a message for you. PPD Mike Wood recently shared a story with us talking about two people recently victims of a scam where someone posted a picture of their house claiming that the outdoor furniture was free for the first person to show up and take it. And two people took the poster up on that offer but ended up having to turn themselves in when police began searching for thieves. Now, don't get me wrong. No charges were filed. But Wood says if you're responding to an online ad, you should always talk to a resident to make sure everything is on the up and up.
Interesting activity on Pensacola Bay. World-class and Olympic sailors are competing here. News Radio's Steve Taylor has more.
First, there was American Magic, making Pensacola a sailing destination by training here for the America's Cup. Now Olympic and professional sailors are here to compete in the GL52 Southern Series. You might have noticed them out on Pensacola Bay with their distinctive black sails this week. The GL52 series is a racing fleet of 52-foot high-performance sailboats that were initially designed to sail long-distance races. Each boat has a crew of 15. The city of Pensacola is providing logistical support for the event, such as using the port facilities. Mayor D.C. Reeves says these types of events will generate revenue for local businesses. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
All righty, 6:50 here. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll ease you into your evening on this beautiful Thursday.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's health news.
All right, the changing of the seasons brings some very uncomfortable health changes. Lisa Brady has more for us.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the first day of spring, but for those of us suffering from allergies, you might already be feeling some of those spring fever symptoms. Fox Weather says earlier than normal warm spells sped up the timeline for plants, with many already releasing clouds of pollen into the air. The CDC says if you know you're prone to having allergies, you should check pollen forecasts and limit outdoor time during high levels, in addition to following recommendations from your healthcare provider for allergy or asthma medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a USF medical school administrator out of a job after claiming that he rebranded programs as a way to get around restrictions against DEI. Dr. Haywood Brown was an associate VP with USF Health when he made these comments to a conference in Virginia last month. Brown's a former department chair at Duke, and he also took swipes at White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo.
Okay, navigating a conflict with China is at the top of the mind for the Senate. Kevin Jurinski has more.
Securing America.
A recent House Homeland Security Committee hearing focused on the national security threat posed by China, which was summed up this way by Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson.
The CCP is looking for every opportunity to undermine our security and get the upper hand.
Mississippi Republican Michael Guest adding that this conflict is a marathon and not a sprint.
China is willing to play the long game and build up his power over the course of decades.
However, Dr. Michael Pillsbury, the senior fellow for China Strategy at the Heritage Foundation, claimed America is still not prepared to properly combat Chinese efforts.
There's no annual report on how are we doing vis-a-vis, let's say, 20 or 30 indicators with China. So we're working in the dark.
Dr. Pillsbury warning that until those type of measures are implemented, we are no match for China's all-of-country approach. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Florida's freshman U.S. senator has introduced her first bill. Ashley Moody says the Helper Act is aimed to help first responders and teachers buy homes. The bill would allow the Federal Housing Authority to eliminate down payment and mortgage insurance requirements. Moody announced the bill flanked by law enforcement officers at the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office in Tampa.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One final check of the roads and weather for you here. Let's see what we got. Not too much going on the roads. Thank you for continuing to stay safe out there this evening. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 59 degrees. It's going to be a low of 40 tonight. As for the weather, we're sitting at around, or as for the weather tomorrow, that is, we're sitting at a sunny 62 as your high and 47 as your low.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, get this one. A prominent music executive in La La Land is accused of mafia-like crimes. Chris DeMeo has more.
Eugene Henley turning himself into authorities. The 58-year-old is accused of numerous charges under the RICO Act, including the murder of rapper Rayshon Williams and defrauding famous NBA athletes. Law enforcement officials say Henley is a longtime member of the Rolling 60s neighborhood Cripps Street gang. 10 other alleged members of that gang have been arrested and face various federal crime charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And a sequel to the beloved Pixar animated film Coco is in production. Disney CEO Bob Iger announced the upcoming release of Coco 2 during the studio's annual shareholder meeting. The film, still in the early stages of development, is slated to be released in 2029. That is 12 years after the original premiered to rave reviews.
All right. Two major Las Vegas residencies are getting extended. More bucks and more pockets. Monica DeLuca, that's the story on this one.
Welcome to the hotel.
legendary rock band The Eagles have added dates to their residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. The six-time Grammy winners were originally scheduled to play their last show at the venue on April 12th. The additional four shows will be this September. And the other residency extension. Sir Rod Stewart will perform another six shows at the Coliseum. Those new shows are scheduled to take place also in the fall between September 24th and October 4th. The 80-year-old is finishing up his residency shows this week before heading abroad. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And Warner Brothers' shelved Coyote vs. Acme movie may have a new home with Ketchup Entertainment. Variety reports the new studio is negotiating a deal in the $50 million range for the animated live-action hybrid project. Last year, it also took over Warner Brothers' The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. If the deal goes through, the movie would see a theatrical release sometime next year.
I certainly hope you have enjoyed the first day of spring today. Also, it is Happiness Day, so it's been quite a very unique type of day going for us. And also, as I said, today was the official first day of spring.
We get a new season today. Spring is here. The first day of spring represents the vernal equinox in the northern hemisphere. Fun fact, vernal translates to new and fresh, and equinox is derived from Latin for equal and night. The vernal equinox is an astronomical event when the sun aligns with the Earth's equator. It's one of only two times during the year that the equator is not tilted toward or away from the sun. The other one is the autumnal equinox, which happens in the fall. Happy spring. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Miley Cyrus must face a lawsuit over the similarities between her song Flowers and a Bruno Mars hit When I Was Your Man. A U.S. district judge rejected the pop star's argument that the company bringing the lawsuit didn't have standing because it didn't have exclusive rights to the song. Tempo Music Investments is the one bringing the suit. The company says it owns a share of the song's copyright, yet is unaffiliated with Mars.
So it's not, Bruno's not doing this, right?
It doesn't sound like it.
All right. Columbia University looking to reach a deal with the Trump administration to restore federal funding. They got to lose a lot of bucks here. Here's Alexis McAdams.
This comes after the Trump administration launched investigations into this university last month. The Trump administration says Columbia failed to protect their Jewish students on campus, accusing the school of inaction in the face of persistent harassment of Jewish students. The administration pulling at least $400 million in the funding and the contracts, forcing them to listen up and threatening to cut billions more. The investigation, though, happens as ICE arrested Mahmoud Khalil, who we've talked about. He was the Columbia University grad who led those pro-Palestinian protests on campus. He was just arrested the other day. We now have that video that shows him being taken into custody. He's originally from Syria, now being investigated as a national security threat and looking at deportation.
Okay, mortgage rates lower today, below that 7% mark. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.71%. That 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.12%. Hope you have a great evening. Thank you so much for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. See you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.